Good morning. I'm Kelly. Steve, when are you going to tell everybody that your owl turned into a stripper on that pole?
What?
I know Steve's scaredy owl turned into a stripper. She's my got dollar bills coming out of her crack.
You welcomed it to the main stage, and now your owl has six-inch clear shoes?
Yes, exactly. He built it a stage, put it on a pole, and now it's spinning in the wind.
I think we need to give a little context here for anyone who...
Do you have tootie boners? What's going on, man?
For anyone who wasn't listening.
His son Nicky's out the window hitting dollar bills.
Right.
Dad, what's this sensation I'm feeling?
Is it raining outside? Yeah, rain and money.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I told you guys that I had a woodpecker problem that's been just persistent for years at our house. We have wood siding. Woodpeckers love wood, hence the name woodpeckers.
It is a drag. That is a drag.
It sucks, man. So we'll just be sitting in our house, and all of a sudden you hear, and then last year, they built a nice nest right inside of our wall. And so I finally did some research, looked it up. And apparently you just stick a plastic owl on the side of your house. That'll deter woodpeckers. Lo and behold, it worked. On the one side of the house, I stuck one of them. I just kind of propped it up on the roof.
Yeah.
No more woodpeckers came back. So this year I decided, okay, I'm going to put one on the other side of the house where it's an even bigger problem. But there's not a place. There wasn't a place where I could easily just set it or hang it or prop it up. So I had my friend bend up some stainless steel and make a little shelf for it to sit on. Well, the owl that I bought had like the bottom of it was hollow. So he put a little piece of pipe sticking up off this shelf. So I could just whoop, drop it right on top of it.
Yeah. He gave the owl the pipe.
Yeah. Gave the owl the pipe. Yes.
Set the stage for its future.
Yes. It really keeps the owl with a stiff back.
So, dim the lights and put on T-Pain. I'm in love with a stripper. This owl's got a future.
I mean, it looks great. It looks so nice there on the side of our house, but I mean, since it's been up there for the last week, haven't heard one woodpecker. So we're doing pretty good. It was really windy the other night. Now the woodpecker is just, or the owl is basically on the outside of our bedroom wall.
Okay.
And it was super windy the other night.
So you can make eye contact with it when you're getting amorous?
Yes, exactly. That was the plan from day one. So yesterday, Annette's like, man, I really didn't sleep well last night. I'm like, oh, why not? That stupid owl. It was really windy, so it was like bouncing around.
She was working for that money.
Bouncing against the side of the house. So I went out and looked at it, and the owl has completely turned around and is now facing the wall.
Oh, it's so filled with shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got bills to pay.
Yeah.
It's twerking for working.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So now I have to come up with some kind of way to permanently attach it. This is just the project that won't die. It won't go away. So now I'm thinking, like, all right, well, I don't just want to put zip ties on it. I don't want to make it look like garbage.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not. Yeah,
that would look crappy.
Can you Gorilla Glue it?
I probably could. Or, yeah, maybe some double-sided tape or something, or magnets.
Get some Flex Seal. Flex paste.
Yeah.
Flex on.
Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up, Kelly.
You're welcome. I'm proud of your
definitely
stripper
not tired of talking about my owl problem. So I hope that this becomes a thing.